A $1.3 million payout to a Victorian teacher could open the way for other employees to sue state governments for damages. Peter Doulis sued the Victorian government over being made to teach some of Werribee College's worst students, as Lexi Metherill reports.
From 2000 to 2004, Peter Doulis taught some of Werribee Secondary College's most difficult students. Eventually, he suffered a nervous breakdown and had to stop working. He went on to sue the Victorian government. The court heard his students were regularly violent, and one even made a flamethrower in class. Supreme Court Justice Timothy Ginnane ruled the school breached its duty of care to Mr. Doulis by failing to ease the pressure he was under. Today, costs were finalised and the 48-year-old has been awarded nearly $1.3 million in damages, loss of past and future earnings and interest. Employment lawyer and barrister Tim Donaghy says there are significant implications from the case.
The implications of this case go to the question of negligence in a workplace environment and injuries flowing from that negligence. Negligence is very old law, but it tends not to be applied except in those kind of slip and fall cases of negligence where, say, a cleaning product has been left out in a supermarket. This is taking that kind of law into the realm of workplace injury.
Tim Donaghy says it may change the way employers seek to be compensated for bullying in future.
It is partly a focusing of the mind, that is, litigants who have been subject to severe pressure might now think of suing. And in a real sense, in a legal sense that we call the authority of a particular case to persuade a judge, this will be a legal precedent.
And so do you think that the tide is turning in a way against employers who persist with employees being in situations where they are under extreme pressure?
Well, it's not clear, because of the narrow facts of Mr. Doulis, whether this is likely to flow on a short distance to very few other employees or to a great many employees. But as I've already said, I think it's very limited in its factual substratum or its factual background. What I think is more likely to happen, that this will be something that employees consider in future when perhaps considering bullying claims, as you mentioned, they might then instead look to whether they have a demonstrable psychological injury involving lack of sleep or loss of appetite or other symptoms that Mr. Doulis presented, and then look to the common law courts instead of, say, the Fair Work Commission.
So could other teachers now sue for stress at work? The Australian Education Union's Victorian Branch Deputy President Justin Mullally says to avoid that, schools must have the capacity to support their teachers.
Look, I think one of the things that we need to take out of the decision of the Supreme Court is that governments, in relation to government schools, need to make sure that the resources are available to principals and to school staff so that the health and safety of school staff is attended to in the context of dealing at times with situations where it's certainly challenging in our classrooms.
And are those resources available generally?
Look, in Victoria, we've got a situation that sees each Victorian government school student underfunded by almost $2,000 compared to the national average every year. And we've seen in Victoria over the last 4 years more than $600 million cut out of public schools. So it's certainly the case that we are in a situation where we do not have the necessary resources. Principals don't have the resources to deploy in their schools so that staff can be able to do the work they need with the students that they teach.
That's the Australian Education Union's Justin Mullally ending Lexi Metherill's report.